Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for February 18th, 2019. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have a few Google stories. First up, our Damien did a hands-on with the new Google Home Interpreter mode. You probably already know what that is if you followed our coverage last week, but Damien's video does a pretty good job showing how you can use a Google Home to interpret and translate between two different people. Also, in Android news, we have Android Pie, which is causing a major slowdown in Chrome OS, and our Ben Schoen did an article explaining how to avoid that problem if you're experiencing it, so go check that out. And finally, for the Google / Android news today, Google is testing new Android Q navigation gestures that replace the back button and speed up multitasking. So if you don't know, Google completely revamped its multitasking / gesture nav system last year with Android Pie, and it seems they're continuing to tweak things with Android Q. And we can corroborate this report. We've heard ourselves that Google's internally working on replacing that back button and making things a lot more fluid than they did last year. And finally for the day, we have Samsung Galaxy S10, which, as you know, is we have an event coming up this week. Our Abner and Damien will both be on the ground in both San Francisco and London. And today, a hands-on video leaked. It seems like this video is supposed to be under embargo, but it basically confirmed everything we already know about the S10 and S10 Plus, so be sure to go check that out as well. You can all these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily and Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Wednesday afternoon.